President Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth. And when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evident Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. My name is Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this May the 19th on the West Coast, now May the 20th on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. In case you were wondering, that was the closing theme. That doesn't mean the show's over. It's just starting. And that's happened, I think, twice this week. That's anyway, so you know, this is Evident Footprints, and we're going to bring on tonight's guest in a couple of moments. I want to first of all welcome Wind Talkers Radio Network around the world, especially all those in the U.S. military listening to the show, as well as on blogtalkradio.com. Now, there's a lot going on. Of course, the media is calling this tragic event, this catastrophe in the Gulf of Mexico, a spill. Okay? If you've ever spilled a glass of milk or a glass of water, or maybe you were changing your oil by yourself and you had it in a pan or in a jar, or some sort of bottle or something, and you knocked it over, it spills. Something it touches the ground, and then it stops. It doesn't keep growing and growing in volume. If you've got 5 quarts of oil in your engine, the most that you can spill at any given time is 5 quarts of oil, as long as you're not changing the oil and 2 or more cars using the same pan or the same container. Now, when you've got hundreds of thousands of gallons of oil spewing out of a hole, a broken pipeline, it is not a spill. And when it's emptying itself into the oceans, it is not a spill. And they keep calling it a spill. So let's call it what it is. It's a blowout. It's massive pollution. Massive pollution. I want to see the cap and trade tax they're going to pay on this. And I mean all the oil companies, because they're all involved. Every sign of this thing is that it's a false flag event, that it was sabotage, financial warfare, whatever you want to call it. But most of all, who suffers? Nature and mankind. The regular people on the earth that are the producers have to suffer. They end up having to pay for it. They end up having to go without money, without food, without clean air, and now the oceans are being polluted. And this is absolute insanity, what's going on. There are ways to pick up this oil. We've talked about this on the show when I had Dr. Mike Castle on. I had Dr. H. Watt on earlier this week. We talked about it. He talked about it on Drew Rain's show. I talked about it on Drew Rain's show. He's talking about it on his own show. Dr. Rott's talking about it. Talked about it tonight with Dr. Mike Castle. There's a powder that you can basically just spray onto the oil, and it soaks it up and solidifies, and you can pick it up and extract the oil later on. Meantime, you can clean up the oceans. Would they use that type of solution? No, they would not. They want to play their international warfare games with each other and put it all on the people. You've got SWAT teams being sent there to this location. This is insanity, what's going on. Absolute insanity. They lie and lie and lie and lie on top of lie. It's never going to change until we get rid of them. That's the bottom line. Or they're going to destroy this planet. Something's going to have to awaken the people. Maybe tonight's guest will do that. He's a former U.S. Marine from 1967 through 1977. He hosts his own radio show, A Marine's Disquisition, heard every day of the week except Saturday, which is his Sabbath.
Okay.
And he also has his own website, amd.elequity.com. And he's my good friend, introduced to me by the late Marianne Ponder, my good friend, Drew Malone Reigns III. Drew, welcome to the show.
Well, I'm just a chatterbox out here. What do you mean? I didn't know I was a friend. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I'm in the building.
Well, today's, Wednesday is now gone for you, but Wednesday's your special day, isn't it? You have a nice hot meal with some friends and
work all day. What are you talking about? I deserve one hot meal a week, don't I?
So you're either in a real good mood or you're kind of sleepy. So
no, I'm fat and sassy.
All right. Drew,
you want to get out there and tell it how it is? Let's call a spade a spade. America, to all my Marine buddies around the world, Navy, Air Force, fellow warriors of all nations, we are being lied to by our government, whether they're Chinese, Russian, or German. And especially those of us that are members, warrior of the warrior class, for this illicit government of Washington, D.C., that we reflect to as the usurper's division. And I want to tell Don and all the listeners at BBS Radio, it is a pleasure. It is an honor that Wind Talkers Radio Network, 183 members strong, individually operating radio stations, privately owned, are proud to bring this show, along with a few others from BBS Radio, a few shows from The Micro Effect that include H. True Watt and our favorite lady of the airways, DV Kid, and other individual radio stations out there, RBN, etc. But BBS Radio, ladies and gentlemen, is bringing the signal to you like no other out there around the world. Dedicated to truth. And right now, the Bible prophecies are unfolding because we in America, a nation that was founded on the belief of Jesus Christ, the belief of our Savior, and the fact that we have got to go to our Creator through His only begotten Son in asking for forgiveness, the only religion in the history of man that has a remedy to save your soul. That is to ask for forgiveness. You get one shot. And you should hold that and understand the blasphemy and what God is going to feel when these lesbians, queers, pedophiles, homosexuals come before repeatedly and say, I ask for forgiveness through Jesus Christ. And I stand here and I promote pedophilia, homosexuality. That's blasphemy, ladies and gentlemen. The New World Order individuals around the world are here creating the catastrophic event in the Gulf of Mexico, and now more and more people are starting to wake up around the world and understand that, wait a minute here, there are people out there that have had solutions to oil spills for 20 and 30 years, even on this show. On this very show, Don Nikoloff show, on this very network, the world was introduced to a solution by Mike Castle to the oil spill, to a solution that would easily convert the oil into a sheet and being vacuumed up like dirt off the floor and placed into oil tankers and then converted to its natural use that man uses it. And yet, the only people that are looking into it very silently behind the scenes are the Russians and the Russian scientists. And ladies and gentlemen, are you being told the truth? All it's going to take is one mad individual in government. One mad. I mean, I'm not talking about angry. I'm talking about one mad, insane usurper to fly across the Gulf and light a match and say, okay, they don't want me this one way, they take me this way. And he can light the Gulf of Mexico in a flame that will blacken the skies of this planet, and there will be no growing of food. It will be hard to breathe. Just about everybody on this planet, regardless of their color, regardless of their nationality, within weeks or months, if they have a breathing problem, are going to die. Millions will die that live on the coastlines around the Gulf of Mexico. I'm not trying to scare you. Don Nikoloff's not trying to scare you. A True Ott just got off the air for 2 solid hours with Mike Castle, bringing the truth to the world. Wind Talkers Radio Network broadcast it around the world. And 183 stations were shouting, go, 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 tell the truth, tell the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a dial out there. If you don't like what I've got to say, turn it. If you don't want to listen to the rant of a United States Marine that believes in God the Father and Yeshua the Christ as his Savior to forgive, but to forgive not in blasphemy, but to forgive from those the days that you sit down and understand you're a human being, you're going to sin. But it is your job to walk away from the sin that you committed. And it is forgotten. You don't forget it. God does not blot it out of your human mind. It's your punishment for you to remember the sin. But it is also your punishment to stand up and understand that you've asked for forgiveness and you need to return. You need to understand. The flesh is weak. We are sinners. We will always be sinners. But don't get down on your hands and knees in a congregation and read the Bible and then walk out the door and grab the hands of your lover who happens to be the same sex. There's only one place in nature where the same-sex animals, the female, will take the role of a male in the bird kingdom only because there's not enough males to go around. Scientists have discovered that if that is the only place on this planet in the animal kingdom, with the exception of the male animal, meaning you, the human being. But yet, in the animal kingdom, the bird, this particular species of birds actually do have fertile eggs, a phenomenon that is mysterious even to this day after 50 years of research. But there is no way in God's kingdom that two men sitting together, laying together like a man and a woman, or two women laying together like a man and a woman, can have an offspring. That's God's law. And yet we, in this land that was created by the Father, it's written there in the Bible. The United States is not mentioned by name, but we are the clean-shaven nation that sends its stewards around the world on bramble bushes. And here we are in 2010 in 148 nations around the world. We, the United States of America, the offspring of the Nazi Empire, have forsaken what this nation was founded on, and that was individual, sovereign responsibility of liberty. And we have given up our liberty and traded it for a license for freedom. And there is a difference. Today is the 20th day of May 2010 in certain parts of the world. It's still the 19th day of May in Hawaii. On the continent, on the 19th day of May, I took a friend to the Veterans Administration, and we were there for 4.5 hours getting treatment for him. And then for 3 hours, I was there for my normal Wednesday treatment. My day started at 0600 hours just to get to the Veterans Administration and got back home at 1530 hours, just 29 minutes before showtime. And what did I witness today? I witnessed greed. I witnessed the lack of love of human beings, fellow human beings, here in America. I witnessed hate that people had for nations of other countries around the world. I witnessed forgiveness from the eyes of a Vietnamese woman in her mid-50s, who knew when she looked at me that she saw a killer. In 7.5 hours, I met 4 Marines at the Veterans Administration. I stand out like a sore thumb. I'm usually the biggest one there, and today I met only two other men in the entire day that were bigger than I was. Both of those men were Army Rangers. They walked over to shake my hand because Marines had saved their lives. And the Marines I met were little bitty guys, the normal Marines, 5'7", 5'10", blood and guts. And the Vietnamese lady that walked up to me said that she was sorry that her people had given up. But she had just returned from Vietnam, and there was no hate anymore toward Americans. That over 58% of the people are under the age of 35. 58% of the people of Vietnam are under the age of 35. In America, we're allowing immigrants to walk across the border to the south and infiltrate this nation. We're not Americans anymore. We're Arab American or Chicano American, Hispanic American, Japanese American, Afro American, Swedish American, German American. Whatever happened to a united nation? And I don't mean united in cap with the word united is capitalized. I'm talking about united, sovereign people. We've allowed the judicial court system to usurp our liberty very succinctly. The first Supreme Court Justice of the United States made it very clear that this nation was a nation of God's children, that we were sovereign. He made it very clear. It was a nation of God's children, believers, for all people of all nations around the world to come and live with liberty and peace and justice for all. And here we are with 142 nations around the world occupied. And we have allowed the false flag events to escalate right before our eyes to the point we believe planes ran into a building and there were hundreds of people on board, but yet there were no real bodies. There were no real parts of aircraft found. There was no luggage thrown all over New York City. But they tell us the one passport from an Arab was found where in the streets within a block of the Twin Towers. We're told that a plane dove into the pastures of Pennsylvania and there was no luggage. There was no remnants of an engine. And yet, 3 feet below the surface, it turns into coal and rock. And they couldn't even find a big enough piece of a tail, much less an engine. And we're forced to believe this. And now we're forced to believe that this offshore well, it's not just one well, ladies and gentlemen. There's as many as 16 drill rods that go through a platform bringing up oil. And we're forced to believe that this one well was an accident. And it's an accident waiting to happen to bring the people off the shoreline. One more reason to get the people off the shoreline and move millions of people off the shorelines into concentration camps for their safety. And why aren't you being told about the feelings of the Mexican government and the Mexican people that are on the south side of the Gulf of Mexico? Or why aren't you being told about the fears and anxiety of the people that live in Haiti and the Dominican Republic and the other islands that are located on the edge of the Gulf of Mexico? They talk about tar balls, tar, T-A-R, balls, B-A-L-L-S, being discovered on the shores of Florida. Well, they've been discovering that for 50 years. And some idiot gets on there and says, in the next year or so, this massive oil supply is going to hit the Atlantic and go through the Panama Canal and into the Pacific and up the western coastline. What a bunch of poppycock. And then on the other extreme, you've got Rush Limbaugh saying, oh, man, some scientist is just now finding tar balls in Florida and making a big deal about it. No, Rush Limbaugh's plant is attempting to make you accept that this is not a major catastrophic event. When we have satellite photos that show that this massive oil spill is as big as the state of Maine. And how deep is it? And how long will it burn if some lunatic in Washington, D.C., this short-legged usurper, decides that, we're going to get somebody to go out there in a helicopter and light a cigar. They don't want me to be the president. Well, let's see what fire and brimstone will make them get. Mike Castle has a cure for all of this. And yet the Coast Guard and the commander of the Coast Guard ignores this. And that's what we've got in America, Don Nikoloff. We don't have leadership in America. We have greed, Marxism, Stalinism, Maoism, Hitlerism, fascism, but we don't have belief in the Father Almighty God.
Yes.
And God is bringing his vengeance on us. That's my personal viewpoint. That's what I've been talking about this week. And I thank you for letting me rant for 20 minutes.
That's okay, Drew. I want to give you an opportunity to catch your breath here for a minute. And I want to read an article.
Can I get my baseball mitt out?
Do whatever you want. This is an article by J. Spear Williams called Purposely Killing the Gulf. The private foreign international money or monetary banking cartel controls its puppets in Washington as it controls its oil company executives, and everything the cartel does is anti-life. There are absolutely no exceptions, and their pretended Gulf oil cleanup is a glaring case in point. Instead of cleaning up the unprecedented catastrophe created by the Drew, can you adjust your mic there? I'm getting a bit of feedback. Thank you. Instead of cleaning up the unprecedented catastrophe created by the cartel's mega corporations, Halliburton, Transocean, and British Petroleum, these very same companies seem to be purposely killing our Gulf of Mexico under the pretense of cleaning it up. Instead of using safe, non-toxic ways to gather up the rogue oil gushing from their incompetence or planned cataclysm, the private cartel is using an extremely toxic chemical dispersant with the approval of the Obama administration. Alan Levine, the head of Louisiana's Department of Health and Hospitals, said, "We don't have any data or evidence behind the use of these chemicals in the water. We're now basically using one of the richest ecosystems in the world as a laboratory." As reported in Britain's Telegraph, Louisiana State Secretary of the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, Robert Barham, reported, "We're very disappointed in their," meaning the EPA and oil company executives, "approach. The federal procedures call for a consensus between federal authorities, the responsible party, and the states involved. When we met and expressed our concerns over the use of dispersants, apparently they decided to go without us." And go they did. Obama's Environmental Protection Agency allowed BP to turn our Gulf of Mexico into a toxic testing ground instead of removing the crude oil. British Petroleum has even refused to use their own oil tankers lying in the Gulf to suck up most of the runaway oil and possibly salvage it for sale later, as was done after a Saudi spill in the 90s. That method was so successful, it vacuumed up about 85% of that renegade oil. Nick Potsey, a former oil pipeline engineering and operations project manager, is puzzled why BP did not salvage perfectly good crude oil for later sale and to thereby protect marine and wildlife. What Mr. Potsey does not know is the oil companies are owned by the world's only legal counterfeiters, the International Monetary Banking Cartel, who can print all the money they want, so making money on Gulf oil was not important to them. Killing the Gulf of Mexico is apparently important to them for their own cryptic and esoteric reasons. If the cartel had wanted to save marine life, any oil they had not vacuumed up could have been mulched with any number of non-toxic materials, such as Oil Sponge, a name trademarked by Phase 3 Incorporated. Rated as the best-performing absorbent by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, Oil Sponge is 100% organic and is made from renewable resources. Oil Sponge is built using a microbial and nutrient package capable of transforming oil hydrocarbons into safe byproduct of carbon dioxide and water. But the governmental bureaucrats of the Obama administration and the cartel's oil executives had no interest in using an environmentally friendly product to clean up what is the greatest man-made environmental disaster of all time. They seemed intent on making this unbelievable cataclysm far, far worse and one that could never be cleaned up. It cannot be yet proven that the monetary cartel purposely blew up their own wellhead, but the crimes they have committed in their so-called cleanup efforts are well documented in spite of no corporate media outrage. After the Exxon Valdez incident of March 1989, Myselks of Georgia developed what looks like a paper towel to soak up to 50 times its weight in oil. And while this product is used from the Middle East to Europe to Canada, it was of no interest to the parties Obama charged with cleaning up the Gulf of the floating oil those very same parties caused. Then there is the Aerohaz product, and that's what Dr. Mike Castle mentioned, also known as Amerihaz, manufactured by Sustainable Technologies, Inc., that encapsulates environmental contaminants, making crude oil and other oil-like substances easy to retrieve. Even hair naturally separates oil from water, leaving large tar globs in which mushrooms can then be seeded. And as the mushrooms grow, they digest the oil, leaving non-toxic organics, which can then be composted into soil, great for growing healthy vegetables. Anyone who has ever had a bad hair day knows how well hair will retain oil. In fact, Lisa, Gautier, president of Matter of Fact website for hair salons, has collected 400,000 pounds of hair and stuffed it all into nylons to be used as booms near Gulf shores. This idea could have been a shot in the arm of our dying economy by creating organic compost for the millions of nutrient-depleted farm acres in the world. Also, there could have been a viable cottage industry of collecting hair from salons. And hair is certainly a renewable resource, with most of us contributing. But neither Obama or the cartel has done anything for our dying U.S. and world economy but ensure it dies while feebly pretending to resuscitate it. And now that they've probably destroyed the tourist, shrimping, and fishing industries along the Gulf Coast, we'll be hearing about more stimulus packages that will make what money we do have even more worthless as it enriches Wall Street. But in the world of what could have been, there's hay, sawdust, crushed volcanic rock, and even kitty litter that could have mulched with the oil on the surface of the Gulf waters, making for easy pickup. But oil industry executives and their confederates in the Obama administration quickly made sure that all spewing oil would either sink well below the surface or never rise to it, with over half a million gallons of their dispersants. Now, the oil that's been gushing for weeks can never be vacuumed up or safely neutralized. Worse yet, these international enemies of humanity and life in the Gulf committed their dastardly deed of deeply submerging the floating oil with an extremely dangerous chemical dispersant that would deny all marine creatures oxygen, thus killing them, and marine plant life to boot, as major underwater currents carry this poisonous oily plume throughout the Gulf and into the Atlantic. Trying to give this mass murder a positive spin, BP spokesman John Crabtree said his corporation had dropped more than 560,000 gallons of toxic chemical dispersants on the surface slicks and 28,700 gallons of the chemical at the subsea wellhead, 5,000 feet below sea level. Crabtree's justification for such an insane criminal act was that the dispersants would drive the oil well below the water's surface, thus keeping it away from shorelines. So, instead of removing the oil, BP decided to make the oil even more toxic and drive it deep into the ocean where it can never be retrieved but will kill all marine life in its path. Mandy Joyce, a marine sciences professor at the University of Georgia, carefully chose her words about BP's deplorable dispersants. Anything that requires oxygen will not be able to survive that water. The food web is going to change. You could stymie the entire production level of the Gulf of Mexico. That's a very real possibility. BP's chemical dispersants contain 2-butoxyethanol, a compound that kills marine and wildlife, exactly the life of our cleanup measures should try to save. BP's chemical dispersants, currently being dropped by airplanes, break the crude oil into tiny droplets that sink well below the water surface, where they form a giant cloud or plume, making it impossible to gather, as is the obvious intention. And with this poisonous plume creating a dead zone currently estimated to be about the size of Delaware and Rhode Island combined, hidden at about 3,000 feet of water, no one can place an accurate figure on how much oil has actually rushed into the Gulf. And once this death-dealing plume reaches the large, rapidly moving loop current, this oily cloud of doom could swing toward Florida and Cuba, killing the coral reefs and marine life there. According to Stephen Howden, an oceanographer at the University of Southern Mississippi, the loop current could drag the oxygen-destroying cloud into shallower waters, thus potentially impacting the coral reefs and fisheries near Florida's coast. University of Georgia's Mandy Joyce said, "It's a good thing the oil is not damaging the coastline, but to say everything is fine because it's not hitting the coast is missing a very important part of this equation." And I would say Ms. Joyce's statement is a serious understatement. Another person famous for misleading and understated remarks is our president, Barack Obama. There can be no denying that President Obama and his EPA regulators are accomplices to the crimes in the Gulf of Halliburton, Transocean, and British Petroleum by allowing these perpetrators of the disaster to be the ones in charge of the capping and cleanup efforts. How much longer will our government allow these corporate criminals to fall with the capping of the oil gushers and making a dead zone of the Gulf of Mexico and perhaps the Atlantic Ocean? Thus far, President Obama has made a grandstand play by pretending to exonerate the oil company's executives responsible for the Gulf tragedy for not taking proper responsibility. Excuse me, sir. It's you who should have taken control and responsibility by tasking competent individuals and companies to cap this runaway well and to clean up the mess without destroying the entire Gulf of Mexico in the process. And instead of exonerating the oil company executives and government bureaucrats who dumped over 500,000 gallons of toxic dispersants into the Gulf, you should be arresting them for crimes against humanity, not to mention their crimes against marine and wildlife. Additionally, Obama's teleprompter writers had the ignorance to state the ridiculous. Quote, "I know BP is committed to pay for the response effort, and we will hold them to their obligation," read Obama. The very obvious point, Mr. Obama, is you should have saved our Gulf of Mexico by making sure Transocean, Halliburton, and British Petroleum had absolutely nothing to do with the cleanup efforts, rather than making them pay to turn the Gulf into a dead zone. President Obama went on to say many parties, including the federal government, should accept blame for the disaster. He stops short of saying he himself should be held responsible for his part in so destroying so much life in the Gulf. There is oil leaking. We need to stop it, and we need to stop it as soon as possible, said Obama. It's not a leak, Mr. Obama. It's a volcanic gusher spewing out an Exxon Valdez every 2 to 4 days. From whales and dolphins to sardines, from starfish to coral reefs, from microscopic organisms to all the fish in the sea, the cartel has embarked upon killing and will kill unless they are stopped. Are you man enough for the job, Mr. President? Again, that's written by J. Spears Williams, and he didn't know I was going to read that tonight, Drew. But I didn't know
you were going to read it, but it sure was right on point, guy.
It is. It's very much on point. Very much. And, you know, if this spreads into the Atlantic, you can kiss the Atlantic goodbye. This will spread over to Europe in no time.
Well, it's definitely a problem, and yet we have solutions. And I do take exception with the article on the hair.
Me too.
If you cut the hair off of every human being on this planet, just the hair, ladies and gentlemen, let's get real. I mean, everybody out there has a calculator or a computer, but get real. If you take the full population of the planet, which is right at, and I'm gonna fudge a little bit, but if you take the population of the entire planet, you're gonna come up with about 4 billion people.
With hair.
And if you cut the hair off the 4 billion people, get real. If scientists, mathematicians, physicists can put the entire 4 billion people of this planet on the nation of Australia and still have the Northwest Territory empty, and every human being could have 1/2 of a hectare, or 1/4 of a hectare of land, that is 1/2 of an acre, to live on and still be contained on the island continent of Australia with the entire Northwest Territory remaining empty for the alligators? If you cut all their hair off, you could put all the hair in that Northwestern Territory and it wouldn't even amount to a hill of beans.
Drew, we have a caller on the line here.
I got a telephone. We can answer him.
Okay. We've got Ruben in Texas. Ruben, welcome to Evident Footprints. Comment or question for Drew Malone Raines, the third.
Yes, a couple of comments, gentlemen. Hello, Drew. How are you?
Yes, sir.
Yes, back in 1994, I was stationed at Gitmo under Operation Sea Signal, under the United States Navy, Seabees. And I didn't know, that was my first dirt duty station, I didn't know that I was going to be following the events that happened in 1992. And since then, I've been to Iraq, Afghanistan, now I'm back in the States. Now I'm dealing with this stuff in the Gulf. And it seems to me that this is all pre-planned. And get ready, guys, because this is going all the way up from the Gulf all the way up to probably Europe.
Mm-hmm. That's basically what I just alluded to, just because of the currents. When you say you're dealing with this right now, how do you mean?
There's a shadow government that I've been following since 1992, and I've been asking myself, why am I here? As far as being in the military. And every time I go to the military and I ask them, well, why can't I do it in a common sense way? They tell me you can't do that because somebody up above says you got to do it this way. So apparently I connected the dots and I said, well, there's somebody up above my chain of command that's leading the way. So when I got to Iraq, the 2004, I met that military person. And I decided, oh, that's why we're here. So I connected the dots, and it's all pre-planned.
Now, when you say that's why we're here, are you at liberty to say what that means? What's that reason why you were there in Iraq?
Well, I was there as a civilian contractor, but I had different intentions to figure out why the military was there. So when I looked at the military, I understood that they were there for a mission to be totally, what would you call it, dumbed down. They were there because they were told to be there.
Yeah, they were subservient to another cause, which we identify as the military-industrial complex.
Exactly. They had no common sense. I was a civilian. They were military. We were people the same age. But we had to go above and beyond and look at the people that were calling the shots to make a total simple decision.
Well, Ruben, I appreciate your sentiments. Do you have a question for Drew?
No, I just wanted to make a comment. Thank you.
Okay, it's well taken. I mean, you know, we hear this quite a bit. So, have you been listening to the show for long?
Not long, just off and on for about 2-3 months.
Well, that's a pretty decent time. You find you hear the truth on this?
Ask him if he networks the program and because it's still early there in California.
He's in Texas.
I thought you said California. I'm sorry.
He's in Texas.
It's still early in Texas.
Well, you can ask him. He can hear you.
What do you got, Drew?
Sir?
Drew, you were telling
me. I'm just asking, when you get a chance, you've been listening for just a couple of 3 months, have you been able to network and inform friends about BBS Radio and let them know about that? Hey, there's people out here that are telling the truth. You need to join in and listen and maybe learn something to protect your own liberty.
Yes, Drew.
Have you had the opportunity to network with friends?
Drew, I have many friends that I can network through, except there's one thing. They are so blinded because of Fox, ABC, NBC, whatever. I can't get through to them. I would love to talk to him one-on-one, but till we break away from this, it's not going to happen.
I hear you. I have the same problem, Guy. I've been in this fight for over 20 years now. So I'm just asking you to don't give up. Yeshua the Christ didn't give up on us a little over 2,000 years ago. Or right at 2,000 years ago, and as estimated, and here we are at this time and from where there was no real world belief of Yeshua the Christ as a savior for our soul. We look now at the rest of the world, and all it took was one man to bring truth, honor, justice, faith, and that's why I'm asking. I mean, is for you to don't be disheartened. Continue what you're doing and network, and pay attention. You're an asset. You're an asset to Don Nikoloff, to BBS Radio, and to other alternative radio networks out there because you woke up, and you have to make a stand and say, hey, look, you know, I don't care. What are they going to do to me? Send me back to Vietnam? Send me back to Afghanistan? Send me back to Iraq? What are they going to do? Put me on some outpost in Korea?
Drew, can I share this with you real quick?
Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I woke up back in 2002, and I was telling a sister in Christ about the camps that were getting ready to come down here in America. You probably know them as the FEMA camps. I knew this back in 2002 because I was building them in 1994 down in Cuba. And I told her, I said, these are going to go up in America, and everybody's going to be there. And she didn't believe me. And I said, well, that's fine. And she says, well, that's why I have you here, because you're going to build the camps, and I can come live with you when it happens. That's how people feel today. We will do the dirty work. They can live happily. And then when it comes down to it, they will come to all, to us to get the blessing. And it doesn't, it's not right.
Yes. Well, Reuben, I'm going to have to let you go, but I want to thank you for calling in, and just hang in there and keep talking to people. Just keep telling them to pay attention to what's going on. If you can, encourage them to shut off the TV. Stop listening to mainstream, because it's nothing more than a propaganda tool. That's all it is. There's nothing valuable there.
Thank you, guys. Enjoy your evening.
All right. Thank you, Reuben. Do call again, too.
All right.
Well,
bye-bye.
There you go, Drew. You know, from the inside, we get we got somebody.
I get it.
You got to commit to this first.
He sounds like one of the gang at in Wind Talkers that listens all the time. I mean, he's part of the crowd that's waking up and finding out, hey, there's an alternative. We don't have to be the sheeple. Okay, there's not sharks out there in the ocean following the old trade winds, looking for the dead slaves that were thrown off the ships. You know what I mean?
Yes. Now, another story. I'm going to shift gears here for a second. We did a story, several shows actually, over the past couple of months on this Hadron Collider in Switzerland, near the border of Switzerland and France. And this goal to get two opposing streams of atoms to collide into each other. And according to the cover story, this is to discover an event similar to the Big Bang. And I and Jim Murray and many of the other guests on this show who have talked about that basically describe it as insanity. Now, there's a peripheral case that has occurred fairly recently, and I don't know if you've heard of this story, but there's a Russian scientist that was working at the United States Fermi National Accelerator Laboratory, otherwise known as Fermilab, in Batavia, Illinois. And on May 6th, she died in the facility, having fallen due to, and this is a quote, traumatic injuries to her neck, chest, and back. And this is a space weapon lab, and there was no investigation and no declaration of foul play. Now, it's known that this scientist, who is a Russian agent, had contacted the Foreign Military Intelligence Directorate of the Russian General Staff, the GRU, and she basically had made a cell phone call to inform them that the requested information was found. And this is research being conducted there, which has to do with interdimensional travel. Or we could say interdimensional space communication is the cover story of this. And according to the information she had, that it had shocking consequences. Now, as they're trying to push things up to build fear in people about the year 2012, and I'm not buying that. They may have goals that they want to complete by 2012, just because of their obsession with numbers and dates and all of this. It's a pretty interesting story. And it's available on several websites around the world. You can basically just Google the title Murder of Russian Scientist at U.S. Weapons Lab. And that will basically tell you what's going on. But, there's evidently some really top secret stuff going on. I mentioned on some past shows that Our government is actually involved, and some of the other governments of the world are involved in a joint project which involves interstellar travel. This has been confirmed. They talk about going to the moon, reviving that, or going to the Mars, and that's just misdirection. It's far more serious what's going on. And these colliders are probably being used to simulate interdimensional travel, I would say. Or if you're talking about communication, what are you talking about communicating with interdimensionally? Any thoughts on that, Drew? Because I know this is a topic with which you're somewhat familiar.
My only comment is not to scare the people of the planet, because we've got so many people out there listening, and it is broad daylight there in Simferopol, Russia, and Sochi, Russia, and there's a lot of kids over there listening to this. Young people, I say kids, they're kids. If you're under 45, you're a kid to me.
Well, what part of the truth should we not discuss?
We're hitting it right on the head, and my point being is that I ask people to walk out their front door in the middle of the night. If they live in a city, get out of the city and just look up to God's sky, to God's universe, to God's backyard, and just take one place, one centimeter of sky. And think about taking the Hubble telescope and shooting into that one blackness of a centimeter where nothing is supposed to be. And think about the words of the scientist from Scotland that took their 30 minutes of time on the Hubble telescope and looked into that darkness in the sky for 30 minutes and found 500 billion planets. 500 billion planets. And the scientist got down on his hands and knees and literally prayed with 47 other scientists watching as this particular scientist cried, realizing that there is no such thing as a Big Bang, that there is a creator. Nikola Tesla visited us, lived amongst us, brought us the wherewithal to live on this planet without abusing its resources, such as oil, such as gas. And as you just heard Don Nikoloff say, you look into that centimeter and you see 500 billion planets that this scientist in Scotland found. And you tell me, ladies and gentlemen, that there isn't some other groups of planets, groups, G-R-O-U-P-S, like sand on a beach. God has spattered his people in a collective, and it's our job to learn how to live amongst ourselves and not have this greed and this hate. What can you do, ladies and gentlemen, with $100 million that you can't do with $10 million? And yet there are men on this planet that are so greedy that they're watching people starve to death in Africa. They're feeding people in Afghanistan and the Dominican Republic with Terminator seed foods. And they're telling you that you can't drink raw milk because it will kill you. But yet this nation has been drinking raw milk since its conception. People on this planet drink raw milk and live healthy lives. but we can't raise vegetables and fruit in our yard without some chemical from Monsanto or Bayer. And we can't pray to our Creator the way we want to. But we have to accept the teachings of pedophilia, homosexuality. We have to accept the trash and the hate and the lifestyle of those coming north on the border while we incarcerate and abuse citizens of Canada who attempt to come across the border just to shop. All in the name of power. All in the name of safety. What safety?
While millions come through the southern borders.
While millions come through the southern border and on the oceans. And this jerk in Canada at the TSA building and the TSA officers at Heathrow, in Denver, Atlanta, they harass little white ladies. Little bitty white ladies, 5 foot, 5 foot three. Born and raised in America in a wheelchair. Harass them, upset them, have caused heart attacks, have literally shot, tasered American citizens, and they have died all in the name of safety. Well, we got to protect the masses. What? So what? One man dies. John Jay, 1794. It is best that 9 guilty murderers go free than to have one innocent man serve one day in the penitentiary. America has more people in jail than any other group of people in the world, and that includes China, and that includes India. It's all about money and greed. And until we wake up and understand that you can take a quarter of an acre of land and grow enough food for you and a family of four and still have enough food to barter, trade, give away, sell, and make friends. Hey, man, look at that guy. He's got a watermelon. Of course, you should eat watermelons alone, as Wade Pickering says. But the bottom line is, it's food. I wouldn't suggest you eat watermelons every day, all day long, for several weeks, because you will lose weight real fast. You will dehydrate, and you'll get sick of watermelons. And you better have plenty of toilet paper if you do that. I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, Don Nikoloff and the team at BBS Radio is breaking all records out there, getting the truth out there, and we have extraterrestrials watching us, waiting for leadership. Right now, the reptilians have taken over the governments of this planet. That's how what I really feel, Don, that this is a war in the heavens, and it's being played right in front of us, and the apathy of Americans and the failure of their due diligence to stand up for truth, honor, and justice. Thank you for allowing my comment.
Yeah, I agree with you, Drew. I do, and I know many others, and many of them come on this show.
I just got a text from Semaphore Ukraine saying, what script do you read this from? Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I just close my eyes and play what God puts in my mind and from my heart. I'm just one Marine. I'm not going to go quietly in the night. I'm just one tin soldier. I'm not going to go away without a fight. Thank you, Don.
My pleasure, Drew. Of course, and you referenced fear. We're not trying to scare anybody here. We're going to talk about the truth wherever it leads us. What we have to do is take responsibility for what goes on in this planet. There are those that are raping our women. They're abducting our children.
Murdering our farmers.
Yes. And on and on and on. They're murdering scientists to the tune of what? About 400?
473 according to the count with Doug and Matthew, giving me an update of how many microbiologists have been murdered in the last 18 years, 473 around this planet. And we're not talking about microbiologists that are 23 to 30 years old. We're talking about microbiologists that have got over 20 years experience.
Yeah, there have been some young ones, too.
There have been, but yeah. But we're talking about the ones that are making a difference.
Yeah.
In the field of microbiology. Some of them were 28 years old to 34 years old, but they were making a major difference around the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it comes down to this thing and your comments about reptilians. They're the ones pulling the strings. They're the ones that Dwight Eisenhower chose over the opportunity to gain technology and be affiliated with those in the United Galactic Federation who are benevolent, God-loving people.
They got their cookbook ready, How to Serve Man.
Yeah, exactly. Rod Serling did the Twilight Zone episode on that, didn't he?
Yeah, there's a movie on it. There's a movie on that, buddy.
So, it's for a lot of people, this is a stretch of the imagination. Do the homework. Do the research. You come to the same conclusion over and over. Those that have looked at all these things in great detail and great depth awaken to the fact that there's something else that controls these people, and they have infiltrated every aspect of our government, business, and they're trying to do that totally to society. And they're relying on people responding like Ruben was describing his friends when he talks to them. They're in denial. They're brainwashed. They've been propagandized to the gills. And they really don't need to know the truth because they're not prepared to deal with it. You can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear. So don't try to. But certainly there are a lot of people out there listening that understand this message and what you said, Drew. You covered a lot of ground tonight. And I want to thank you for being on the show. We're out of time. Closing remark, please. 1 minute. And then we have to go.
I'm watching the clock.
All right.
58 seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Drew Malone Raines III. My website is the 3 W's. Alpha, Micah, Delta, Dot, Echo, Lima, Echo, Quasar, Ulysses, India, Tango, Yankee.com. That is AMD.ELEquity.com. Today, Thursday, the 20th day of May 2010, my show comes on the air around the world at 2200 hours GMT time, and we have as our guest Bob Chapman and Colorado Al for 2 solid hours. And if you have the time this afternoon at approximately 1700 hours, Melissa Hopkins has the show on the political front around the world. With 3 seconds left, God bless and be well. And to all my Marines, Semper Fi.
Well, folks, that wraps it up. You've been listening to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com and tonight's special guest, Drew Malone Raines III. Google a Marine's Disquisition. Listen to that show. You're going to learn a lot, especially Thursdays when Bob Chapman is on. Dr. A. Drew Watt was his guest today. He did a fantastic show on this Gulf oil crisis. And you can always go back to blogtalkradio.com and listen to Drew's archives there. Special thanks to Wind Talkers Radio Network for broadcasting Evident Footprints, along with blogtalkradio.com. I want to thank Don Newsom for the sound tonight at bbsradio.com, as well as Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible. I'd like to thank our caller, Ruben, tonight, and most of all, you, the listening audience, for tuning in. Join me tomorrow night when my special guest will be none other than, and I have to double check this. I think I know who it is. It's going to be Dr. Christopher Holmes, PhD, and we're going to be talking about his new book. So be sure to tune in for that very important show. You're going to get some answers to the world's problems if you listen to what Dr. Holmes has to say. In the meantime, thank you for
give out Mike Castle's email. Website, please.
Mike Castle doesn't have a website.
Oh, okay. I thought there was a link. Do you have a link for his remedy for the oil spill?
Actually, I don't have it right at my fingertips, but
you have it on your website.
I'm gonna. No, I don't even have that up on my website right now.
Would you please send it to me so I can get it out there? I know you got to go. I'm just being inundated here with promotions for.
I will do that, and I do have an audio clip that I'm going to play at the top of tomorrow's show. It's from a TV appearance that Dr. Castle did this past Monday on the Ohio News Now network. So, and they were interviewing him about AmeriHAS. So that'll be tomorrow night at the top of the show. In the meantime, I want to thank everyone for tuning in, and I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.